Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Tukimanya ekiseera kyonna.
We know that all the time.
Mukama wa mulungi.
God is good.
Obulamu ba bulungi.
Life is good.
Kubanga mu Yokaani suli ye 14.
Because in John chapter 14.
Nuru mukaga.
Verse 6.
Yesu Kristo liyekuwa obulamu n'amazima.
Jesus is the way, the truth and the life.
Era tumwebaza.
And we thank him.
Yajja n'okujjuza obulamu bwaffe obw'omubiri.
You came to fill up our lives of the body.
Obuli musayi.
That in the blood.
Oyogera mu Yokaani suli ye 10:10.
Spoke in John 10 verse 10.
Kristani yajja okubba okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Came still kill and destroy, but he came they may have life and the life in the full. We thank him who treats us spiritual and the physical, and we appear alive with the life in the full,
to
reaching the eternal life, and he adds us knowledge. As he spoke basically in the John 17 and the verse 3, that this is the eternal life, to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is
there.
And see, he adds us knowledge even today in the name of our Lord Jesus. And by my name and voice,
omutume Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
no musumba Bible,
and our Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We bless in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ato okwongera okukwaniriza eri omulembo omupya.
And to move welcome you to the new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God and his glory, reaching you to the life eternal.
The
generation promised in the Psalms chapter 78 verses 6 unto 8.
And
we generation which fulfills the promise of God, that in Isaiah chapter 11 in the verse 9, that they will no more destroy on any of God is mountain,
kubanga enseri juloku okumanya Mukama.
For the earth will be filled knowledge of God,
ngamazi buganjara kunyanja,
as the waters spread on the sea.
Ekino kiyambyeko okuyimiriza okuzikiriza okubadde kugenda maaso.
Now that has helped stop destruction which is moving on.
Kubanga mukosea nyamukaga.
For in the Hosea 4:6,
abantu bakatonda badde bazikira olwokubula okumanya.
God is people have been destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Naye laba Mukama watutumye,
but see, God has sent us,
ati okutonda omulembo omupya,
and to create a new generation,
ogwina okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
which has the full knowledge of God
n'ekitiibwa kye
and his glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Reaching
you to the life eternal.
Eranga kankando tukulemberamu okwitibwa Katonda kwaza subize nsizonna.
Right now we lead God's worldwide promised call.
Katonda nga tuisokola naye muri mugo kusemba okusemazinga wense.
And God has called us to walk with him in his final work on the planet earth.
Eranga muri mugo revival.
And that work is the revival.
Noku dizibo bujjo kwe bintu byonna.
And the restoration of all things.
Okwita mukuzzo bujja enjiri yobulokozi.
As to restoring the gospel of salvation.
Enjiri yabulirwa butonde muna mugone ko
wisi. The gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth.
Mukurwanyi senjiri byenfuna byenseno,
inviting the material again gospel of the world,
n'okutunda ebyamagero,
and the selling of miracles,
ebadde ebunye mu nsi yonna n'okuleeta okuzikiira mu geyena,
spread the whole world and to bring destructions in hell.
Era nga bangi abadde bazikira olwekyo,
and many have gotten destroyed for that.
Naye mukuzza obujja enjiri y'obulokozi,
but in restoring the gospel of salvation,
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu,
the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness,
mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven,
atubikkula ebyama byonna ebyobwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
as we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Banji kankano bawonyezibwa.
Many right now are getting saved.
Obutazikira nate mugena ni wankubadde nyanja y'omuliro.
Not to be destroyed in hell neither the lake of fire.
Era obutasinga na bikolima ebingi ebiri ku nsi kuno.
Never to find the many curses those in this world.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era kankano twagala okwongerayo.
And right now we want to move you on.
N'ekitundu kyaffe eky'12.
With our 12 spots.
Akatundu B.
Portion B.
Aka government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi,
of God is heavenly government on the earth,
awamo ne government ya yomasekati,
together with its central government.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Matuki yongera na department yomunana.
We still move on with the 8th department.
Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi,
of God is heavenly government on the earth,
department eyomoyo mtu kumbujovu bwe,
department of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga tuchagena maso ne division
And we still move on with the fifth vision. Of the spirit or the eye of knowledge of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And so far on those 8 points.
Those
we are meant to see under the spirit of knowledge of God. Responsibility of spirit of knowledge of God. Passing through the full light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God. Now we want to move on with our third point. Praise Jesus much. Those revealed in the spirit of knowledge of God. Responsibility of spirit of knowledge of God on the earth. Praise Jesus much. And our third point we move on today with, it shows that through the spirit of knowledge of God, the spiritual transports we are made, where there are the dreams, the vision, the trance or transfiguration, where there is thummim,
urim, ne azotas,
and the azotas, the spiritual transports. They were made through the spirit of knowledge of God, as we first knew of that in the part we finished. Praise Jesus much. So we want to move on
and
we get explained of those spiritual transports, where there are the dreams, where there is the vision, where there is the trance, the thummim, the urim, and the azotas, the spiritual transports, which were made under the spirit of knowledge of God. Now let's repeat for you briefly as we begin with the transport known as the dream. The spiritual transport of God, that of the dream. Praise Jesus much. These transports, it's where God speaks words, those we say, we call dark sayings. Those known as the proverbs or the parables. In them is little light which is manifest in it, and most of it is hidden. And it needs those with the full light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, to interpret the dreams, to interpret the message of God that he passed through the dream. Praise Jesus much. Now we remember in Job chapter 20 and the verse
8,
God told us this on the issue of spiritual transports, including the dreams. Let's read we hear.
Yobu esuri ya makumi abiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Job chapter 20 and the verse 8.
Anaabuukanga ng'ekirooto so talabikenga. Weewaawo anaagoberwanga ddala ng'okwolesebwa okw'ekiro.
He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the dreams, they run very fast. Even a vision like that. But just as we told you, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, that God commanded light of knowledge of the glory of God before Christ, that it shines in darkness, that even that treasure
moves
it in our vessels of clay, the much power will come from him and not from us.
But
right there is where we told you that the dreams, all the spiritual transports, including the dreams, we are made under spirit of knowledge of God. In him is power that is known of that of light,
that of
light of the sun,
and revealed
to you the mystery which is within the greatest speeds. For in this world, as they measure speed, they measure it by the speed of light.
So
now it's the reason why the spirit transports were made. Passing through the spirit of knowledge, out of him cometh the much light,
that
passing through the word of God, the holy scriptures, able that they run a very high speed. For the way you enter in the dream and the way you get out of it to disappear in the children of men,
you
don't know how you entered in the dream to be there, even the way you come back, but you just realize it, I was in the dream and I saw this and that. By the speed it runs by, you may be seated there and you enter in a vision and you see yourself like in America,
like
twinkle of an eye, you've come back here. The speed it runs by, it's so very high.
Speed, right.
The speed of light. More than the light of this world. But the light of knowledge. Passing through the spirit of knowledge of God.
So,
the transport of the dream. All the messages which come through it, they are within that we call dark sayings. To say that the words, when they are sealed, and they're in proverbs, and
they're
in that called known as parables.
Now,
means there is light of the scriptures, and it's very little in that time. And even demonstrations within it, they are mysterious, and they're so mysterious. And they need those with full light of the word of God, which pass through holy scriptures, to explain those according to the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. And he says like this, Numbers chapter 12 in the verse 6.
Nayogera nti mawulirene ebigambo byange. Obanga munabanga mumwe nabbi, nze Mukama neetegeezanga gyali mukwolesebwa, nayogeranga naye mu kirooto.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Verse 7.
Omuddu wange Musa si bwali bwatyo.
My servant Moses is not thus, who is faithful in all my house. Verse 8. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even clearly, and not in dark sayings. And the form of the Lord shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now to see the dreams.
Quote
the book of Numbers 12. Verses 6 unto 8. It's a spiritual transport through which God appears and he speaks. But things spoken in them, they are of parables, which meant that words those in the dark sayings, to say those words appear sealed, and they need those with the much light, that of the word of God, the holy scriptures, from the holy book of God, to interpret those. It's to say to take off their seals.
But
there are also some demonstrations that they are so mysterious.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that's why when he speaks of the word, the parable, praise Jesus
Christ.
He speaks of it that you have to be given a blessing. To know those,
those.
If you're not given it, it's hard. But the blessing given is of the light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Those who speaks in the Matthew 13, verse 10 unto 11, saying this.
Matayo esule ye kuminesatu nolu nyiriri olwe kumi.
Matthew chapter 13 from verse 10.
Aba yigirizwa nebajja nebamugamba anti kichechi kogeza nabo mungero.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables?
Olinyole kumi nolumu.
Verse 11.
Naddamu nagamba anti mwemuweredo kumanya ebigambo ebyekyama ebyobwakabaka obw'omuggulu. Naye bo tebaweereddwa.
He answered, said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That the words spoken
Katunda.
By God through his angels or his holy servants on the earth, and they have passed through the transport called the dream, they appear in Proverbs. It is to say that they are in dark sayings, those known and called as parables, and they are sealed, and they give you very little light. The scriptures you can try to lighten in that you understand, even those envisioned in that vision, those demonstrated there, them too they are in mystery, and they need those who have blessings, not secrets of the kingdom of God, who have the light of the Word of God in them, the Holy Scriptures, to interpret those. For such, they are proverbs, hidden words of wisdom and understanding, even knowledge. According to the book of Proverbs chapter 1, starting from verse 1 unto 4, and it says like this. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse
1.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Verse
2. Okwawulanga ebigambo ebyokutegeera.
To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding.
Yakugamba.
He told you that the Proverbs,
ziba zikwekeddwamu ebigambo ebyamagezi.
Them they have hidden words of wisdom.
Okulagirirwa.
To wisdom and instructions.
Awamuna ebigambo ebyokutegeera.
Hidden words of understanding.
Ngabyekwesuumu.
And they are hidden in there. And you need those with the full light of the Word of God, and it is filled of the wisdom in the Word, and it is filled with the understanding within the Word, the counsel in the Word of God, the power in the Word, even the knowledge in the Word of God, to be able to unseal, to reveal the mysteries hidden in those Proverbs. Mostly all words pass in the transport of the dream. It was made under the spirit of knowledge. But like as we told you, knowledge brings light that in different levels. Messages brought in the transport of the dream made under the spirit of knowledge. It is a little light, and it will lead those with the light of the full knowledge passing through the Holy Scriptures to interpret those. Let's read verse 3 and 4. Proverbs chapter 1 and the verse
3. Obutuukirivu n'okusalanga emisango n'okugobereranga ensonga.
To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity.
Olinnya olwokuna.
Verse 4.
Okuwanga batalina magezi bukabakaba. Omulenzi abeerenga n'okumanya n'okuteesa.
To give prudency to the simple, the young man knowledge and discretion.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When God appears to you in the dream, what he speaks with you and what he demonstrates in that dream,
remove
into half the instruction of wisdom. And you need to enter wisdom in the word to be revealed that instruction.
Either
is discretions, judgments. In them are judgments. And God has things to rebuke you. But indeed, you cannot be revealed of them.
And
even there is also carry judgment with equity.
Yes.
But he tries to judge you, do not understand him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because you find some people in the dreams, they just get.
Prudence to the simple ones.
We said to give prudency to the simple ones.
You
find at times you get lost in the dream. A young boy, knowledge and discretion. Indeed, the light. Even to be directed, leave this and leave that. If there are no people with the light of the knowledge of the Word of God, now, right there is the problem. There, where we go to the end, we have to separate dreams of Satan, the vision of the devils. The trance of the devils. Even the famines are of the devils. Even the urims. Even the azotals of the devils, they are there. Now, as we bring this knowledge, means in those of the devils you will find there is no light, but they masquerade as them of light. And if you wait for light, you just see dimness in that dream. Yes. If you wait for much light, you fall in chaos. The dreams of the devils you get explained ahead. So here there is a need of the much knowledge. But just as we've told you, that this transport of the dream, that of God, when he appears within it, he speaks with you words when he has sealed the light. And it's in little and most of it he has shut out. Even those he demonstrates that they appear when he has hidden the light. And indeed, those filled with the light of knowledge, that of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, to move on and interpret for you those. According to those he told us of in Daniel chapter 1, and the verse 17, and he says like this. Daniel chapter 1 verse 17.
Naye abavubuka abaana Katonda n'abawa okumanya n'okutegeera mu kuyiga kwonna n'amagezi. Daniel n'aba n'okutegeera mu kwolesebwa kwonna ne mu birooto.
As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Yes.
Daniel had understanding.
They said that he had understanding in the visions and the dreams.
You go back
that he had the connection of the command and command. Command by command.
2, 4
and above commands.
He
had to connect 2, 4 and above verses, scripture by verse by verse. Here a little, from the Old and the New Testament. He was able to measure this light of the scriptures was in him, and God had put it in him, that he can interpret the dreams and the visions. Now let me tell you this. Whether the dreams of God, whether the vision, whether the trance, whether Thummim,
or Urim,
or the Azotars. Those transports, all messages of God passing there, they are interpreted in the much light of knowledge. Those Satan forges in these same transports. Those with light can reveal and know that those dreams are of the devil. Even that vision is of the devil. Even that trance is of the devil. Even though some that Urim is of the devil.
Know
that Azotals they are moved by. It is not of God. That he explained most Daniel chapter 5, verses 10 unto 12. And he says like this.
Daniel chapter 5
in the verse 10.
Awo naba chala na ingira munju eyembaga olwebi gambo bya kabaka naba mibe. Naba chala na yugira anti ayi kabaka obengo omulamu emirembe jonna. Ebirowoozo byo birime okukwera likiriza.
Now.
So na amasogo galeme okuwanyisibwa.
Now the queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spoke and said, O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts trouble you. Now let your countenance be changed. Verse
11. Kabaka, chitawo, na mufuro mukuru uabasawo, na bafumo, na bakarudaya, na balaguzi.
There is a man in your kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, I say your father, made master of magicians, astrologers, the Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Verse 12.
Kubango omoyo mulunje nyo, no kumanya, no kutegera, no kuroto lula eviroto, no kulage vigambe viechama, no kuzingulula eviabusiwa busiwa, biara vikira mu Daniel yoyo, kabaka gweyatuma Beruteseza. Kale baite Daniel, na ya analaga makuru.
Because an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, and solving of riddles, and explaining of problems were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called, and he will show you the interpretation. Yes.
Yes.
In him was found light,
okumanya,
knowledge,
understanding,
interpreting all dreams, to interpret riddles, solving riddles, those called the seals, explaining things which have failed.
It
must appear and light of the word of God, light of the commands and the laws,
and
shines in you that of God.
For
we heard Psalms 119 verse 105, that light is of the word of God. And still be heard in Proverbs chapter 6 in the verse 23, that the command is a lamp, even the law is a light. They are within you very well, and you are filled within your life commands of God, the laws, the light of the scriptures of the word of God.
There
never appear a dream, neither a vision, neither a trance, not even a Thummim, not a Urim, neither Azotars, which brings message and it's in riddles, that we call the seal, that you cannot solve, and you explain.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So it's
the reason why we say
in this
eighth department,
God
is heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Division,
even this division, the fifth division
of
the spirit of knowledge of God,
need
those to walk within their field of light of knowledge, that of the word of God. For they have much responsibility to differentiate. Most when it reaches this generation of the work of revival. For many were deceived by dreams of Satan.
They received
the visions of Satan. And they got deceived. That trance of the devils.
One day
took our Lord at the mountain, they made a transfiguration on him. What they showed him there and what was spoken in it, if he wasn't filled with the scriptures, they had caught him in them. But he was filled with scriptures, interpreting with scriptures. Let me give you an example. In Matthew chapter 4, as he speaks, saying this. Matthew chapter 4 and the verse 4. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 3.
Omukemi najja namugamba nti oba oli mwana wa Katonda. Gamba mayinja gano gafuke mmere.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are a son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Verses 4.
Naye naddamu n'agamba nti kyawandiikibwa nti omutabanga mulamu na mmere yokka. Wabula na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamwa ka Katonda.
But he answered, said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Verse 5.
I was standing namutwala mu kibuga ekitukuvu, ku kibuga ekitukuvu, namuteeka ku kitikkiro kya yeekaalu.
Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6.
Namugamba nti oba oli mwana wa Katonda, buuka ogwe wansi. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti alikulagiriza bamalayika be mu mikono gyabwe bali kuwanirira oleme okwesittala ekigere kyo ku jjinja.
And he said unto him, if you are the son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against the stone. Verse 7.
Yesu namugamba nti kyawandiikibwa nate nti tokemanga Mukama Katonda wo.
Jesus said unto him, it is written again, you shall not test the Lord your God. Verses 8.
Ate sitani namutwala ku lusozi oluwanvu ennyo, namulaga ensi z'abakabaka bonna abali mu nsi n'ekitiibwa kyazo.
Again the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Verse 9.
Namugamba nti ebyo byonna nabikuwa bonovunama okunsinza.
And he said unto him, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Verse 10.
Awo Yesu namugamba nti vaawo genda Setani. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti osinzanga Mukama Katonda wo era omuweerezanga yekka.
Then said Jesus unto him, be gone, Satan, for it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Yes.
Yamutwala mukukyusibwa okwamangu n'okukolesebwa speed.
Vision and the transfiguration.
And
as he showed him things there.
But
this one within the scriptures was where there was light contending against him. Now you who dreamed,
you
do not have the full light of the word of God, the holy scriptures.
It
began religions destroying us in this world. And you began dreams, you began beliefs because you dreamed. Different beliefs.
They have
been based on the dreams, you do not have light enough of the word of God.
There are
those of the false salvation.
And they
have stood on the visions and the dreams,
which
has not light enough of the word of God.
And
they move on to destroy the many. My brethren, we need this division of the spirit of knowledge of God
in the
8th department of God's heavenly government. And those working there has to be filled light of knowledge of God, passing through the word of God, the holy scriptures, to move on and interpret those, even to appear help those who got lost long back. And they got lost within dreams and visions. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. So let's move on with another transport of the vision. The vision of God. In this vision, the word God tells you, they have light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, but the demonstrations within them appears with the light of the word, little that which is sealed. Still they are mysterious, and it's going to require you, those with the full light of the word of God, to interpret those. I've spoken like this. We've moved to the transport of the vision of God. When God appears through it and speaks with you, the words he speaks through it have light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, but it is not filled up to be finished. Because the demonstrations within it of the images, they appear mysterious, and it will need those with the full light of the word of God
and
the holy scriptures to interpret them for you. For example, like the book of Revelations, the time you read the book of Revelations, you find in things interpreted there
even
those not interpreted quickly, according to what was shown in the scriptures. Let me give you an example. If you read Revelation chapter 17, verses 9, even the verse 15, they speak these on the things which have been seen. Revelation chapter 17, verses 9. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sits. Yes. Because the seven heads, they were on the beast. And they said the seven heads, here is the mind with wisdom. Mind with the wisdom in the word, it is what is going to interpret.
He
said the seven heads,
they
are the seven mountains where the adversary sits. Still the light he has given you, that the seven heads of the beast, they are the seven mountains where the woman sits. Still he has not finished it. Light is not yet finished. He first gave you what to do, that there is where a spirit of wisdom is. Seek the one with wisdom in the word of God, that he adds you on words to explain to you. Because we have to seek for the mountains. Because we've been interpreted the seven heads. Those are the beasts. They are the seven mountains where the woman sits. Those mountains, how are they and where are they? We have not gotten that.
Right there I
have to enter Isaiah 11 and the verse
9.
And they tell me there will no more hearts, neither they strike on the holy mountain of God. But the earth will be filled knowledge of God as water spread on the sea. And as the mountain of the Lord, how is that? As I enter Haggai, and I tell the mountain of the house of the Lord, I
get
to understand the mountain, the house of God, what is that?
It is
that they dwell in temples built with human hands. But we are temples of the Spirit of the Lord. And I know the house of the Lord is the church. It is the mountain of the house of the Lord. Now for that light, I begin to seek for the other mountains. For I can get revealed the seven heads. Those have read Revelation 17 verse 9. Here is where there is wisdom. The seven heads on the beast that you saw, they are the seven mountains where the adulteress sits. Mountains have not yet
understood.
What are those and where are they? But they have told me thing that there are needeth wisdom in the word. Jeremiah 8:8-9. If they reject the word of God, what wisdom is within them?
Eight
of wisdom within the word. I search about the word mountains. I read Isaiah 11:9, which speaks there will no more heart, neither be destroyed on the mountain of the house of the Lord, on the holy mountain of the Lord, for the earth will be filled knowledge of God. And I enter the spirit of knowledge to add on light, that of knowledge. What is this holy mountain? I enter Haggai, which tells me that in the latter days, the mountain of the glory of the house of the Lord
will
be on top of all the mountains. Even Micah 4, verses 1 to 3. Even Isaiah 2 says that the house of God is no more buildings. I enter
1
Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 19. And they speak of us all along.
It
speaks, if they speak of church, and it's one of the mountains, there are churches which were captured, taken over. And the adulteress called Jezebel, who needs also be explained. I didn't want most to read there,
but
I wanted to show you how it appears. Because in Revelation chapter 17, verse 15, they still interpret and explain on those which we have seen. But still the light's not been finished out well. Let's read here. Revelation 17 and the verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are the people, multitudes, and nations, and tongues. Yes. He said, the many waters you saw, where the adulteress is seated, even her beasts, on the clans, nations, and the languages. I want to ask myself, why are they using the waters? And they are hidden in their clans, nations, and languages. Then I enter in light of the words. In the 2 Peter, chapter 3, verses 3 downwards, that the earth was made in water. Even kept within water. And I begin to get explained. Wow.
Now
I have got with a pretty vision.
That
in the transport of the vision, that of God,
I told you
all the words that God speaks within it,
even
the demonstration He manifests in it, in it is
light,
that of the word of God, the Holy
Scriptures,
to explain, yet it is not in the full.
And you
still need those filled with the light of the word of God, the Holy
Scriptures,
explain to finish out light of the vision that God has shown
you. I
think you have heard it well.
Because
in the Ezekiel chapter
8, verses
1 to 3, it speaks this on the vision.
Ezekiel
chapter 8 from verse 1.
Awo lwatuuka mu mwaka ogw'omukaaga mu mwezi ogw'omukaaga ku lunaku olw'okutaano olw'omwezi bwe nnali nga ntudde mu nnyumba yange n'abakadde ba Yuda nga batudde mu maaso gange omukono gwa Mukama Katonda ne gugwireyo ku nze.
And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. Verse 2.
Awo ne tunula era laba ekifananye ekyali ng'embala ey'omuliro okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye ne wansi muliro n'okuva ku kiwato kye n'okwambuka ng'embala ey'okumasamasa ng'ebbala lya zaabu eyitabuddwamu feeza.
Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness appearance of fire, from the appearance of his waist even downwards, fire, and from his waist even upwards, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. Verse
3. Omwoyo ne gunstula wakati w'ensi n'eggulu ne guntwala e Yerusalemi mu kwolesebwa kwa Katonda n'eri oluggi olw'ennyumba n'eri oluggi olw'omulyango ogw'oluggya olw'omunda okutunuulira obukiika obwa kkono awali entebe ey'ekifaananyi eky'obuggya ekireeta obuggya.
And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looks towards the north, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
You see in the vision most of the things you see them, how God appears,
and
even the way they take you from the body, you see all that experience.
Even
where they have taken you, everything, and you're watching it. But what happens? Now they have told him the image which brings, provokes to jealousy.
And
it too, he has to explain it. How does it appear? Now that you have to meet those with the light of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, and they add you light to finish the light of the word when it is full very well. Praise Jesus much. But just as I told you, many times in the vision you can speak from there, you can ask.
For
in the heavenly biblical journey, from there 2005 to 2011,
we moved
in the series of the transport of the dream, the visions, the trance, the Urim,
Samimu,
Famim,
and
the Azotals. By the time we reach the vision, and you reach there, you can ask and even speak. But that cometh from the much light you have in you, that of the word. Even your commitment to understanding God. For in the book of Daniel, Both they are spoken of.
He was there and
he was able to see and to speak, yet others they never saw. Let us read
here.
Daniel 10 and the verse 7.
Nange Danieli nalaba bye nayolesebwa nzenzeka. Kubanga abantu abali nange tebalaba bye nayolesebwa. Naye okukankana okunene ne kubagwako nebadduka okwekweka.
And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Praise Jesus much. He was there with his companions in the vision, yet they never saw that vision moving on. They trembled and ran to hide themselves because of the sins,
they
never committing themselves to understanding God. For Daniel to reach him be in the vision when he understands, Bible says he was committing himself to understand. He committed himself to understand and to know God. Let us read we here.
Daniel chapter 9
verse 21.
Bwe nali njogera mu kusaba, omusajja Gabulieri gwe nalabwe bwe nayolesebwa olubereberye, n'abuusibwa mangu n'akomako nga mu kiseera kya ssaddaaka eyakawungezi.
Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Verses 12.
Nanjigiriza n'ayogera nange, n'agamba nti, gwe Danieli, kakano mfurumye okugeziwaza mu kutegeera.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding. Verse 23.
Bwe wasooka okwewaayo, ekiragiro ne kifuluma, nange nzize okukubuulira, kubanga oli mwagalwa nnyo. Kale lowooza ekigambo ekyo otegere ebiwayolesebwa.
At the beginning of your supplications, the commandment came forth, and I have come to show you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Yes. And you can understand the issues spoken there, and he understands the vision because he gave himself to prepare his heart to understanding God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So this transport of the vision, it was made under the spirit of knowledge. It said God speaks through it.
And
what he speaks and what he demonstrates to you,
in
them is light of the word of God, the whole scriptures. Yet it's not yet in the full. And they still need walls with the full light of the word of God
to move
on to interpret for you and finish the light of that vision. When you read Ezekiel chapter 1 and the verse 1, even verse 3 up to 6. Ezekiel chapter 1 from verse 1.
Awolwatuka mumwaka ogwa 30 mu mwezi ogwokuna, ku lunaku olw'omwezi olwokutaano, bwe nali ndi mu basibe ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali, eggulu ne libikkulibwa, ne ndaba okwolesebwa kwa Katonda.
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the 55th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Cheba, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Yes. He saw the visions of God. How did he understand it is of God? Let's read the verse 3. And we see the vision within it, the explaining within it. Let's read, we see. Ezekiel chapter 1 and the verse 3.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijirira ddala Ezekieri kabona, mutabani wa Buzi, munsi ya Bakaludaya, kumabali gomu Gakebali, omukono gwa Mukama ne gubeera ku yeeyo.
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Cheba. In it was the word of the Lord,
which
brings light of understanding and knowledge. That what he sees is of the Lord. Let us see what he saw more. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4.
Aonentunula era laba. Embuyaga ezikunta olw'amaanyi ne zifuluma obukiiko obwakkono. Ekire kinene n'omuliro ogwezingazinga n'okumasa amaso okukyetoolodde era muggo wakati ne muva ng'ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu ffeeza eriva mu muliro wakati.
And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and the fire engulfing itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of its midst, as the color of amber, out of the midst of fire. Verse
5.
See that he had to analyze everything. You know, in the vision of the Lord, God never rushes. You have to analyze everything. Upon which you understand the vision you are in, it's not of God. The word of God has connected verses, is not there. As you analyze the vision, you see it does not come out clearly. As it was wrapping itself, then it stood up like a human being. And it wasn't like a normal human being. And you said this vision is rubbish. Satan, take away your things. Ezekiel chapter
1
and
the
verse
5. Nembala yabyo yali bweti. Byalina ekifaananyi eky'omuntu.
Also, out of its midst came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. The verse
6.
And each one had four faces, and each one had four wings. Yes. The explanation moved on. He was able to analyze everything. But still, it had to be added on light of the word of God. Why they had four faces? There we have to go in the Holy Scriptures. And we discover why there was the head of a lion. Then the scriptures will tell us, because the lion is the king of the jungle, is the king of the animals. And the spirits of the animals come from that head. That
we
enter another light of the scriptures.
You
finish the vision of Prophet Daniel.
What does
he say, that apostle? What's wrong with him?
But
he wants to say he's the one who finishes the light of all other prophets. What I know is one. If we are in revival, all things which were spoken by prophets have to be explained. If we wait for the last trumpet, we must have it revealed every mystery, that of the kingdom of God. According to Acts chapter
3,
verses 20,
21,
he
said
this. Acts chapter 3
and
the verse
20.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. Verse
21. Katonda byayogereranga mukama ka bannabbi be abatukuvu abaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye.
Whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
Kati muri vivo.
Now in revival.
Ngutamulo okwomoyo, okwomoyo mutukuvu okwamanyi
mumanyi. In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Na revival nokudizwa bujjo okwe bintu
byonna. Even revival and restoration of all things.
Esimbula mugwanga lya Uganda.
It moved from nation of Uganda year 2022.
Yeze satu okuva kati
okutandika. 3 months from now to start.
Kuba tuina byonna Katonda byayogera mba nabbi.
All that God spoke in the prophets. We have to restore them.
Even
to interpret the secrets within them.
The
reason why this means is called full knowledge of God.
One is a full light of the word of God.
It would have been called full light of the word of God. Where we best to interpret everything. Whether it was a vision or a dream. And how was it? Revelations 10 verse 7, it's what it tells you. Revelations chapter 10 verse
7.
Revelations 10 verse 7.
Naye munako ezeddoboozi lya malayika w'omusanvu bw'alibanga agenda okufuuwa ekkondeere, ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kituukirira.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. Yes. As angel of the seventh trumpet is about to sound it. The mystery of God.
As
all gospel has come be with all prophets from the beginning. Those
words
must have been revealed, all of them. That is Luke chapter 8, verse 16 up to 17. Nothing which wasn't known, which will not be revealed,
and
brought out in his light, and nothing hidden. In both secrets, the devils of hidden, that will not be revealed on this time alone. God has given that an entire division. Out of it cometh ministry of the full knowledge of God. Praise Jesus much. To reveal everything.
Kati mutuma ya kati ya chowagaro gamba ugogena kuvunula ebyama ebiroto byabanabbi okwolesebwa okuchusibwa.
Now someone say, apostle, you want to say to interpret in visions, dreams of the prophets, the trance, all is you. It is not me, but the spirit of the Lord.
In
division of spirit of the knowledge of God.
In the
ministry of knowledge of God, international ministries.
We
given to lead God's worldwide promised call. The call to work with him is God's final work on the planet Earth. Now if it's the final one, you want to leave what when it's not been done a work of revival. If it's final work, everything has to be winded up well. And that final work is the revival and the restoration of all things.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. But in the transport of the vision, let me first end there. Let me go through the trance. Praise Jesus much. The transfiguration of God. The trans or transfiguration of God. All the message coming through it. It has the light of the word of God filled very well. Even things those demonstrated in it.
They
are explained to you with the light of the word of God.
Yet,
it is not filled, it needs to be added on. Those spoken in a field of the light of the word of God very well. But those demonstrated within it, they need another light full, that of the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
when he speaks with us on the trance
in the
book of Numbers chapter 24 verse 3 and 4, he says this.
Numbers chapter 24
verse
23.
Numbers 24 and verse 3.
Musa najja n'agamba abantu ebigambo byonna ebya Mukama n'emisango gyonna. Abantu bonna ne baddamu n'eddoboozi limu ne boogera nti, ebigambo byonna Mukama byayogedde tulibikola.
Numbers chapter 24 verse 3. And he took up his oracle and said,
Okubala essuula ya 2 mwenya n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Numbers chapter 24 and verse 3.
Kubala essuula ya 24 olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Numbers 24 verse 3.
N'agera olugero lwe n'ayogera nti, Balamu mutabani wa Byoli ayogera, era omusajja eyazibwa amaaso ayogera.
And he took up his oracle and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said. Verses 4.
Ayogera, ayogera oyo awulira ebigambo bya Katonda, alaba okukyusibwa kw'omuyinza w'ebintu byonna, n'agwa wansi n'amaaso ge nga gatunula.
He has said, who heard the words of God, who saw the vision of the God feeling, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. Yes.
He was
hearing all the words, they are clear. In this trance. But what surprised most, there was a vision involved in it.
It's
what happened in the transport of the trance.
That
it is done two times, mixed up. And in it is a likeness of a vision. What I try to say, it is like a boat moving by the waters. Yet when it reaches the dry land, it brings out tiles to be writ on the dry land. And it is two-way. Okay. It is like a car. Yet it can bring out its tires and it takes them back. It turns to an aeroplane to fly away. You know, you of this generation, those doing them, they think it was not God who was first to do that. You have a transport called the trance. You can hear well the word of God when it's explained. But it's mixed in a vision with the demonstrations which have seals on them. And you need those with the light of the word of God to explain you well. Let's read verse 16, we see, up to verse
18.
Numbers 24, verse
16. Numbers 24, verse 16.
He has said, who heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, who saw the vision of the Almighty falling in a trance, but having his eyes open. You see what was
knowledge
was within it, light of knowledge. But he sees a trance. Yet again there is a vision within it. Yet his eyes are clearly opened. Sure. Now this transport too is amazing. I've told you it's like you see a boat. It moves by water.
Yet,
reach the dry land, brings out tiles, and it begins to move on the dry land. And it is two-way. There are even boats which are three-way. It takes away the tiles, it flies away, turning to an aeroplane.
And
as you see, there are cars which are like that. It moves by tiles very well. When it reaches where there is water,
it
takes away the tiles, it turns to a boat. When it reaches into the jam,
it
takes away the tiles, it flies away like an aeroplane.
Now
this transport of the trance of the Lord is like that. In it is two things. There is that called transfiguration. Itself is called the trance.
It's
an aspect of the transfiguration and the vision in it. Are we together? Let's read Matthew 17, verses 1 and 2. We see
Matayo esule ye 17 n'olunyiri olusoka.
Matthew chapter 17 and the verse 1.
Enako omukaga bwe zaayitawo, Yesu n'atwala Petero ne Yakobo ne Yokana muganda we n'abalinnyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu bokka.
And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James and John his brother and brought them up into a high mountain apart. Verse 2.
Nafusiwa mumaso gabwe. Amaso ge ne gamasama sange njuba. Ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ngo musana.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his clothing was white as the light. Verse 3.
Laba Musa ne Eliya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Entambula ya trance.
Now the transport of the trance or the transfiguration. If you take it as a trance,
then
it will be a transfiguration and a vision. For in that time, Jesus was transfigured.
You had the
vision of Prophet Elijah led Moses as they were coming. Praise Jesus much.
That
transport appears like that. It's the transport you are usually into. And you see, you've been in the dream. And you wake up, then you proceed on to another dream. That is what does that. It's in the midst there. And you say, I slept, I dreamed. In the midst there, I woke up. And I went to another dream explaining what I had dreamed. In the middle there, there has come in a trance. I think you've understood very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So it can combine all.
So it can combine all. It can also include a dream in it. As I told you, on the other transports which keep changing, it is combined.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the most sure thing in it, the message God gives you through it, it's clear. But it's clear because it's in the Word of God.
It's
in the light of the knowledge of the Word of God.
But things brought
as dreams within it changes to enter in the dream and then in the vision.
Those
are what at times have a seal and light is not finished up very well. According to those who read in the Acts chapter 10, verses 9 to 16, and he says like this.
Ebikola by'abatume esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Acts chapter 10 from verse 9.
Awo ku lunaku olw'okubiri bwe baali nga batambula abo nga banaatera okutuuka ku kibuga, Peetero n'alinnya ku nju waggulu okusaba nga mu ssaawa ey'omukaaga.
On the next day, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Verse 10.
Naalumwenjala n'ayagala okulya, ne bwe baali nga bajjula omwoyo gwe neguwanyisibwa.
And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
Yayingira mushi mukuwa mukuchusibwa.
He fell into a trance.
Kati byaddako biri mu vision.
Now what is so next in the vision?
Okulaba ate ebirala ebijja. Yayingira trance.
If he entered in a trance.
Kubaki tuta transfiguration.
Or a transfiguration.
Ata ina byaraba ebijira mu kuolesema.
There are things he sees coming through the vision.
Ebikolo byabatume esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri ole 10 n'olumo.
Acts chapter 10 verse 11.
Nalabe golo ngali bikose. Echi chune chimukira. Nga chifanane suke nene. Nga ngekwatiddwa kubirenge bina okusibwa. Nesiwa wansi.
And so heaven opened, and suddenly vessel descended unto him, and it had been a great sheet held at the four corners and let down to the earth.
Olinjole 12.
Verse 12.
Omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amagulwana, ebyekulula ebyensi, n'ennyonyezo omubbanga.
In which were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air.
Olinjole 13.
Verse 14.
Araba.
He sees
a
sheet held on the four corners. Right, coming from heaven.
Isn't
it an old form of beasts? Creeping animals and the others. Now what was this descending down? Held in the four corners. I have to move ahead into the light of the word of God. Since I've seen types of animals within it, I have to enter Ezekiel chapter 1 verses 4 and 6.
And
I see one of the four living creatures having four heads, and I explain the four corners, that of these sheets. And it was one living creature
with
its four heads on the four corners. And the many others. And I know that, okay, it was just not a mere seat. For you to in explaining, say, so something. Like a sheet, but it's not a sheet. Let's repeat that verse.
Ebikolo byabatume esula eye 10 n'olunyiriri ole 10 n'olumo.
Acts chapter 10 verses 11.
Nalabe golo ngali bikose. Ekintu ne kimukira nga kifanana esuka enene. Ngekwatiddwa ku birenge bina okusibwa. Nesibwa wansi.
And so heavens opened, suddenly vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet held at the four corners, and let down to the earth.
Hey.
Yes.
When
the heavens opened in the vision of the Lord,
he saw
a vessel. Yet inside, it's of a sheet. Not that a sheet, but a vessel, but things within it. What vessel is that?
For
we too, there are times we take it to be vessels. And we put within us light of knowledge. Now there it needs you.
The
other light in the Ezekiel chapter 1. When
you
read in the verse 1, for heavens opened, just as in the axe it opened,
you
saw a vessel run itself, out of it cometh like living things. But these living things each had four heads. Now we can know the thing which was held in the four corners. You know what was on the four corners? And he knew it's a living creature that they had laid down from heaven. Yet that turned to be so mysterious. What were spoken then, they were understandable. But they were in the word of God. Let's move on. We hear
Acts chapter 10
and the verse
12.
In which were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and the fowls of the air. Verse 14.
Edobozi nerija eriye nti golokoka Petero osalorie.
And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Verse 14.
Naye Petero nagamba nti nedda mukama wange kubanga siryanga kya muzizo ne wankubadde ekibi.
And Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. What Peter was answering was a scripture
written.
God who told him, kill it, it is written. For God in Genesis is saying, everything with life you kill and eat except its blood.
What
Apostle Peter brought is Leviticus 11. I have not eaten anything unclean. God added him light of the world. He told him what God has made clean. Giving him Genesis chapter 1.
41.
You first finish there. Acts chapter 10, verses 15. And the voice spoke unto him again, second time. What God has cleansed, that called not common. Yes. When you look at this act, there are voices like this. God told him, kill and eat. Basing in Genesis 9, verses 3 up to 4. When he said, everything with life you eat. Then Peter, he brought a scripture, Leviticus 11, that there are those which are unclean unto us. I will not eat them. The Holy Spirit answered, told him, no. Let me take you in Genesis, correct you. It's you who made them unclean. But what God learned from the beginning, he created it in the Genesis 1, 29 to 41. He said that he saw that they are all gods. And he blessed them to say that you go give birth. But it's them who made them unclean. And the many other scriptures. So they were very clear.
The
word God tells you within them the full light of the word. Yet what he envisions within you, that it demonstrates within it, they are what which lack the full light in the transport of the trance, that of God. So that is how it is. Because of time, we move on to another transport. The transport of the Urim. But for understanding well, the transport of the Thummim.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Samimu,
the Thummim, the spiritual transport of God. It is a video call. Projected from the heavens into the earth. All things you see, they are very clear. Those written, they are what which are not clear. When it projects a video, it attaches on that message written. Now those are what which appear in the hard language. But the famim, the spiritual transport of God, it's a video call of God projected from heaven to reaching the earth. All things you see, they are clear. Even those you hear, they are very clear. But those written in it,
bibera mu lulimi olwetaaga abalina omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda okuvuunula.
One in the language needing those with the letter of the word to interpret it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So wetusoma mu Ezra sura ya
2. So when we read in Ezra chapter 2.
Olunyiri olwenkaga mwesatu.
Verse 63.
Entambule yogirwako bwete.
This transport is spoken of like this.
Ezra isuri yo 2 n'olunyiri olwenkaga mwesatu.
Ezra chapter 2 verse 63.
Tirusasa nabagamba balemengo okulya ku bintu ebitukuvu ennyo. Okutusole walibawo kabona alinda yulimu nesumimu.
Ezra chapter 2 verse 63. Ezra 2 verse 63. And the governor said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with the Urim and with Thummim. Yes. The one who inquires through the Thummim, how does he inquire?
Video call
is the one I've told you he gets a video call from the Lord
Muguru.
From heaven and it is sent on this earth and you speak with God or with his angels
maso ku maso.
Eye on one. You two, they see you in heaven and you two see them right from here. That's why I told you what you see they are very clear. What you hear is very clear. But what is written for it is attached on information written. That is what usually troubles us. According to Daniel chapter 5, 24-28.
Daniel yesule yokutano n'olujiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Daniel 5 verse 24.
Ekitundu ky'omukono n'ekiryoka kitumibwa okuva mu maaso ge n'ebiwandiikiddwa ebyo n'ebiwandiikibwa.
Then was the part of the hand sent from heaven and this writing was written.
Olabye nti omukono just ebeera projection.
You see that it's just a projection coming from heaven. Now you may be seated there and you look at the wall and God is speaking with you. You see him, he too sees you.
Right,
there is an angel of the Lord or the hand of the Lord. You can understand that is the hand. But what it writes in this famim, they are what usually trouble the readers. Let us read we hear.
Daniel chapter 5, verse 25.
Daniel chapter 5, verse
25. Nti mene, mene, tekel, ufasin.
And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, ufasin.
Verse 26.
Amakuru
gechigambo gegano. Mene katonda bazo bwakabakabwo erabo komeza.
This is the interpretation of the matter. Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and we finished it. Verse 26. Verse 27.
Tekel ogereddwa mukigera era olabise nga obulako.
Tekel, you are weighed in the balances and you are found wanting. Verse 27.
Peres, obwakabaka bwo bugabiddwa buweredde eri Abamedi n'Abaperusi.
Peres, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians.
Obwebuzibu bwa Samimu.
Now that is the problem of the Thummim.
Obeera oli awo mu kisenge ekyo.
You are right there in your room.
They
project for you a video you speak with the Lord or his angels. Or you, as you know it very well. And you
say
the Holy Spirit brings it for you, you speak with the Lord. But you see him well and that he speaks, you see it clear. But the problem, let them attach a written information. Right there you fall on a problem. But the good thing, most times when it has happened, since the New Testament began, they put it in a clear language. Sure.
They, usually, they bring them, and at times you say, I saw this and this a word. Now you have to go back to those with gifts of interpreting. When we gather those with interpretation, they tell us. I will not go far there. You read them in the 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 25-26. We move on to know them. I want to speak of the transport of the Urim. The Urim of God. It is a voice projected from heaven to reaching the earth. And God speaks with you in your ears, even within your hearts. And what he tells you, they must be filled with light of the word, and they are very clear. If he's not put them clear, no. That Urim has a big problem. Or when it is you who has a problem not to lay your heart to hear and listen very well. And when you hear, you do not analyze what you've heard. But the Urim, many times it has to be very clear. A voice coming right from heavens and it enters your ear or your heart.
Whether
you can ask it from the Holy Spirit. And you send the Urim unto God, a voice direct to God. And in there is where we pass to be heard as we pray. In this transport of the Urim. God first speaks of it in the 1 Samuel chapter 28. Verse 6, as it says this.
Samuel ekisoka esuli ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
1 Samuel 28 in the verse 26.
Samuel ekisoka esuli ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
1 Samuel chapter 28 from verse 6.
Awo Mukama natamwanukula ne wakubadde mu biroto ne wakubadde mu yulimu ne wakubadde mu bannabbi.
And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. God has to answer you in the Urim, for it is clear.
Urim and
Thummim were used most by the priests in the most holy place. As they will explain priests who work under division of the spirit of knowledge. Most concerning Urim and Thummim. But Urim we have shown you. The voice of God come from heaven unto the earth. Or the voice of a minister. Or one who asks God and is in righteousness. And he sent that voice in heaven. According to John chapter 3. Verse 16-17. It says like this.
John chapter 3.
Matthew chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi, laba, eggulu ne limubukukira, n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ng'akanga ejjiba ng'ajja ku ye.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up immediately out of the water. And lo, heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descend like a dove, enlightened upon him.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Laba. Edebozi neriyima muguru, ngali gamba nti, ono ye mwana wange, gwenja gala, gwensanyukire nyo.
And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
Yes, yebazi wenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Edebozi riyava muguru.
A voice came from heaven.
Mwenkuburi lano jiriyava.
If I tell you where it came from.
Yes, yebazi wenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga, edebozi riyava matayi suliyoku sato.
For that voice you see in Matthew 3. 17.
Eguri asoka kwebi kura mwenyore kumina omukabi.
Heavens first opened the verse 16. But the Father was the one speaking. But Bible in the Job chapter 23 to 24, it says it comes from above the heavens, where it came descended down to the earth. As you see it in the John chapter 12.
Yokana isule ye 12 n'olu nyiriri olwabiri mu 8.
John chapter 12 verse 28.
Chitange gulumiza erinnya lyo. Awe dovozi neriva mugulu nti nali gulumiza era ndiri gulumiriza nate.
John chapter 12 verse 28.
Yokana isule ye 12 olunyo olwabiri mu 8.
John 12 verse 28.
Chitange gulumiza erinnya lyo. Awe dovozi neriva mugulu ntinali gulumiza era ndiri gulumiza nate.
Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Yes, what there don't you understand? Where is not clear?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Expect time is left as much.
Azotas.
We are remaining with the Azotals.
Then to look at Genetwauri Ativiro to be our Satan no codes.
Then we go separate dreams of the devils and the visions. I think we shall join on there on the other day. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, even to spreading far in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.